Welcome back to the Finsiders here. Greg Likens alongside John Congemi, and pleased to be joined by General Manager of the Miami Dolphins, Dennis Hickey, with us here in studio. Dennis, first of all, thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Greg, and welcome to the team, and welcome to the Dolphin family, and we're excited to have you on board.
So. I'm excited. I think that this might be a good omen for the team, both of us coming in around the same time, so we'll see how things work out. But first of all, just want to get your take. You are relatively new here. It's your first draft as the general manager of the Miami Dolphins. What's the excitement level for you going into the draft just less than a month away?
Yeah, we've been working through draft meetings, and it's really exciting. Next week, we start the offseason, the official start of the offseason program. So getting all the players in here and, having a successful season starts with a successful offseason. You know, guys putting in the time in the weight room and in development, especially for some of our young players, such a key integral part of them developing is this offseason. So we're really excited about that. And obviously with the draft coming quickly and making our preparations for that, it's been very exciting. Working with a great group of scouts, great group of coaches, and working our way through it.
All right. We had Andy Cohen on the show yesterday. I read about it this morning on Dolphins.com. You can check it out on Andy's column. And he was talking about the revolutionary ideas you brought here to the Dolphins when it comes to implementing technology to the draft process and just overall player evaluation process. Tell us a little bit about that.
I wouldn't say revolutionary. I was just trying to work better and more efficient. It's just always things that as you went through the process, as we like to call it, certain things that could maybe save time or be more efficient that we felt like maybe bogged us down. And, you know, the goal is still the same. Player evaluation is watching tape, you know, watching these guys, interviewing, and getting a feel for their makeup. That doesn't change. But as part of the process, enabling yourself to look at different ways to analyze players, different ways to look at, you know, a statistical analysis, all those different things, anything in that area that can make us better, we're gonna entertain and try to always improve on our processes to tighten them up to make the best decisions.
Dennis, I need tightened up. I've got pads over here. I've got stuff written all over. I just want to know how you marry the two together. You know, you have all the analytics and you do everything the way you're doing it now with the Miami Dolphins. But what's your gut tell you sometimes? Is it the one-on-one meetings with the players when you're in free agency? Is it the player evaluations when you see them in person? Is it watching it with Coach Philbin on film? How do you bring, you know, your high-tech knowledge to your notepads and your gut? How do you marry those two together?
Well, in analytics, the key, they're a tool. They're a supplemental tool, you know, to aid. The number one thing comes back to player evaluation, I trust my eyes, and I trust my scout's eyes and our coach's eyes, you know, so what you see. So it's all piece, it's a piece of a puzzle that you're trying to put together, you know, some way more than the others. But again, just trying to find different, you know, avenues to, you know, try to get it right. You know, it's, there's a lot of variables involved in the draft, whether it be medical, whether it be character, you know, just transition to the pro level. John, you know that.
Yes.
You know, that's a big jump. And, you know, there's a lot of variables involved. We're just trying to find all the different ways to help us in that manner. Again, you know, analytics is a supplemental tool. And we're in that process of, you know, building that department. And, you know, we've employed a couple of, you know, outside consultants to help us in that because we want to get it right. And do it the right way, but we have a good plan for it, and we're really excited about that.
Dennis Hickey, General Manager of the Miami Dolphins, joining us here on the Finsiders, and you're talking about efficiency. What's an example of that? When we're talking about that, fans always want to get inside the war room, the draft room on draft day. What's an example of how this can make your job more efficient when it comes to making decisions on the fly?
Well, just as we go through an example, as we go through a meetings, look, our scouts, our coaches do a lot of work of inputting data, inputting their evaluations, their plan, their visions for players, you know, how they numerically evaluate their different traits. So as they put those all, everything goes into the computer, right? So, you know, we try to bring that together in our meetings, and instead of having magnets that just tell what's on the label, you know, which is, you know, height, weight, speed, those type of things, all right, we can interact deeper and extract more things as we go through the process because it's all in there. It's just a matter of extracting. Again, it's not revolutionary, but it does make it more efficient. All the data is there. Just having quicker ways to access it and to help us as we go through and we discuss these players.
The Miami Dolphins, obviously, Dennis, have been very busy in free agency. You guys have done a great job acquiring talent at positions that you felt like you needed to strengthen on the football team. Right away, you go out and get Brandon Albert, a piece to the left side of the line of scrimmage is going to be there, hopefully, for a very long time to help that protection moving forward. You get Shelly Smith, one of those players you said he's an ascending player, a young guy that, you know, fits what you guys do very well. Jason Fox won that position at the right side for Detroit last year. He comes in, he's going to compete to play. Are you guys closer than you thought at this point in free agency, and do you still feel like you need more up front at the offensive line position?
Well, I mean, obviously, we're very excited about those additions, and you know, especially adding a Pro Bowl left tackle. We all know how important that, you yes. know, that protecting the blind side of a quarterback is. That is a premium position in the NFL. So, very excited about him and adding Shelly Smith, adding Jason Fox, and you know, we're excited about the upcoming draft, but we're also excited about there's a couple, you know, several second year players that, you know, did some nice right. things. That we're excited about their development. Obviously, that first year to your second year, there's a lot. You go through an offseason, you know, whereas in the first year, you know, in their rookie year, they're going through the draft preparation. They don't even know where they're going to end up. And so that's always kind of a jump start. And so we're excited about those guys going through a full offseason with our coaching staff, with our strength coaches, and watching them develop as well.
I know one player that Dolphin fans are excited about is Knowshon Moreno. You were able to acquire him through free agency. He's coming off his best year mm-hmm. as a pro. What tangible things do you see him bringing his skill set to the Miami Dolphins offense next season?
Well, I see three down value and you know, ability to pass protect, ability to catch the ball, caught 60 passes, and he's a good runner. I mean, yep. we all know that's established. So, so just excited to just bring him on board. We like our running back group: Daniel Thomas, Lamar Miller, you know, Mike Gillisley, those guys. We all feel like they all add, but we all know in this league, running backs, you need more than one.
Right.
So we're excited about them. We're excited about the advent in our new offense under Coach Bill Lazor, and just watching them work. And again, I'm all about competitive environments, and our players embrace that of, hey, let's bring good players in and let's compete to be the best, because we're about winning championships here. And that's our goal. That's what drives every decision.
Fans love to hear that. Dennis Hickey, general manager of the Miami Dolphins, joining us here on the Finsiders. And another thing we hear from the fans is people asking questions about your relationship with Joe Philbin and kind of how that marriage works when it comes to making decisions, especially with the draft coming up or in free agency. Just can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, you know, obviously we go through each decision and we kind of walk through it. Again, it's important not only we both evaluate the players, the coaches evaluate players, the scouts evaluate players. All right, so we get together and we talk about that. But then we also talk about the plan. How do we envision this playing out? Does that make sense for the organization? How does this guy fit in our locker room? What does he bring intangibly? You know, does he bring leadership? You know, all those things, and how he's going to be used, whether it's offensively or defensively. So you talk through all those things, and sometimes there's not, you know, total agreement. Mm-hmm. Let's be honest. Everyone. This is a you know, subjective. A lot of these things are subjective evaluations. So what do? We go back to tape. When we don't agree, we just, all right, let's go back and let's watch. I'll watch. Maybe we'll watch together. Maybe we'll watch separately. Let's go back to the tape and then come reconvene. Just see, okay, I see what you see. Maybe I don't see it that way. And together, you know, we'll just make those decisions that way. Again, it's a subjective business. But the main thing is communicating, watching the same things, having the same vision, and always going back to that vision to make sound decisions.
When you arrived here, you've inherited, obviously, most of the team, most of the roster, right, including the 2013 draft class. High expectations every year when a draft class comes in. When you're looking at the guys there, especially some of the high picks, what are your expectations going into year two, and what have you seen from some of those players?
Yeah, obviously, there's a lot of talent there. And really, in that second year, again, going through that full offseason, a couple of the players had some injury things that prevented them from even in the abbreviated offseason that rookies have to not even fully participate in that. So you really expect the big jump for those guys. I know they're excited and talking with them about the gains that they've made in this offseason and, you know, getting more comfortable in the scheme and what the things that they're going to be asked to do, and expecting big jumps. And I know they're excited about it, and our coaches are excited about it.
And another question for you. You mentioned competition and how it's healthy at all positions. One thing we have been talking about quite yeah. a bit is the competition at the wide receiver position. Seemingly on paper, as long as everybody's healthy, a position of depth. What do you look at there when you see the competition level from top to bottom?
Yeah, I think it's a very deep. We've got a lot of talent there, but again, we're going to use a lot of receivers, and we all know that you need playmakers, you need skill players that can score touchdowns. You know, so again, always adding and trying to raise the level of competition just to make us all better, and you know, let it play out.
Dennis, finally, I know we talk a lot about football with you, a lot of decisions you have to make, but you as a person, how's the acclimation been getting down here to South Florida? Has the family come down yet? What's that process been like as you, from a lifestyle standpoint, make a change?
Yeah, it's the family's come down after they finish up school, so you know, all that's, most of that's been put on hold. I have my extended stay in the office, and that's pretty much it, but it's an exciting time. You know, again, as we make preparation for draft, that's the next part of the process. And you know, working with great people here, and you guys know that being around here, but just the organization and, you know, passionate. And I know our fans are really excited about this draft and excited about the 2014 Dolphins, and so are we.
Lastly, I just wanted to ask you, as you mentioned, the transition from free agency to focusing in on the draft. Take us through how that works for you at the tail end, because free agency continues, but your focus maybe leans a little bit more towards the draft.
Yeah, I mean, you just have different parts of it. You're always monitoring free agency and, you know, value plays and, you know, players that could be available that could help you. But again, you know, then you kind of, like, we were just finishing up our, you know, some of our draft meetings with coaches and scouts. So, you know, that takes a bulk of your day, but you're always juggling. That's one thing I've learned in this job. There's you gotta compartmentalize a lot of things, because there's always a lot of things going on. But it's been positive. Preparation has been great. The guys have done a great job, and looking forward, and it's going to equip us.
Dennis, really appreciate you taking the time, joining us here in studio, and we look forward to everything that's going to happen coming up here with the draft right around the corner and off-season workouts starting less than a week away.